Brian Dungey, hey, great ride today, home track, and what a second moto.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, for how wet the track was and how much rain they got, they really did a good job prepping the track. And the first moto was a little mucky. Mm-hmm. Ended up second in that one, but the second moto got off to a good start. I lost a little bit of time in the beginning, was able to make it up at the end and make the pass for the overall, for the lead and the win, and then the overall as well. But absolutely, it's great to be here in front of the hometown and family and friends and all the people, and to pull off a win as well. It's a good step in the right direction.
Early in the second moto, he's pulling you pretty good. What did you do? What did you adjust to make that comeback? Because, I mean, before he went down, you know, you'd made the lead. So what do you think happened, changed for you?
I just didn't stop pushing. You know, I was losing a little bit of time each lap, but as I about halfway through, a little over, I saw my times get a little bit better and better as the moto went on, and we're matching his, if not better. So yeah. I realized, you know, this is my opportunity. I needed to push, and obviously, you know, that's why it's important to look at the pit port. You know where you're at, but absolutely, it was cool to start making that push, and it definitely was tough, but. As I was gaining a little bit by little bit, was able to catch him, I think that second one came down to a lot of fitness too.
Yeah, I was gonna say too. It looked like to me, the guys were telling me you had a few better lines too halfway through the moto.
Yeah, I was able to pick up on a few areas. I was kind of searching there the first couple laps, but was able to lock in and get some good stuff.
Right on, man. So you gotta be feeling pretty good about this and going to the second half.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. It's like I said, definitely a big step in the right direction with the momentum, and just try to take one race at a time and keep winning these races, and try to get maximum points. You know, I think it's early, a lot of racing left, so it's just important to keep locked down and keep pushing hard and see what we can do.
Now, obviously, you're the big guy for next year for signing. I imagine Mark's your agent here. What's going on with that? What's happening? Do you know? Can you tell us anything?
It's just a lot of stuff, but it's just try to keep moving. I'm trying to just focus on my deal and let that all rest play out.
Does it bother you at all, or are you just business as usual?
Usual. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.